Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Last week we started a very small series on mobilizing servants for the vision. Mobilizing servants for the vision. We did part one and two. Let's do part three and four. And we were taking lessons from Isaac's servants in Genesis chapter 26. But before we come there, let's read from Titus chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. In the King James, the scripture said, "Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God as Savior in all things." I think it would be great if we read it from the Amplified, because some people, the purloining and all of that, it simply means stealing. But let's read from the King James. In the Amplified, actually. The Amplified says that, "Urge bond servant to be subject to their own masters in everything, to be pleasing and not to talk back, not stealing things regardless of value, but proving themselves trustworthy or loyal or fidel, so that in every respect they will adorn and do credit to the teaching of God our Savior." Praise the Lord. Mobilizing servants for the vision, part three. Please take your seat. Last week we spoke about the fact that we as a church, we have a mission, we have a vision, and the mission is to bring transformation to the lives and meaning to the lives of many people through the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, in summary, and the vision is to just, you know, embark on church growth through very creative means all over the world. So this vision, based on the mission, will not be accomplished until there are servants. And we learned last week that there are two categories of servants: those who are need-oriented saints, believers, two categories of saints. There are some who are need-oriented. Those are the people who do not grow into full stature in Christ. They normally are very interested in give us our daily bread alone, but they are not interested in thy kingdom come. Then there is the kingdom oriented people who are always satisfied, consumed with a burden to snatch souls from hell and create the atmosphere for growth of these souls. That's embarking on kingdom business. And mostly those who are kingdom-oriented saints or believers are the ones who get the bigger chunk of the provision that the need-oriented people are asking for. And so you get to see that even in the church, the need-oriented Christians are the ones who always beg for things from the kingdom-oriented people, because the laborer is worthy of his hire. God will always reward more to the one who is kingdom-minded and is ready to do kingdom business than the one who is looking for things to serve their personal needs. And so we learned also that if you are a servant, your real definition is the offering of service as a form of worship to God and the leadership that you have been placed under. And therefore, the usefulness of a servant is in the quality of the service they offer. If you are here, say, "I am here." Then we learned again that from Isaac's servant, there were lessons to learn. But even before we come to that, let us look at the foundation of the scripture in Titus, where Paul is speaking to Brother Titus, and he's telling Titus through the letters he wrote that, "Urge bond servant or servant to be subject or obedient to their own masters in everything." When the scriptures put forth such a statement, it's important for us to pay attention that you and I, we are servants of the kingdom, servants of the king. We serve Jesus Christ and his agenda here on earth. Mostly, if you are not careful, and if you see what's happening on the ministry plane, you will see clearly people who have been called by God by serving themselves. Especially gifted people. Because you can be so consumed with the gift God has given you that you lose sight of the one who is the giver and become focused on you who is the receiver. And you think everything should play to your rhythm, to the piping you are doing. And you now come to the center of the garden and you become the tree in the midst of the garden. And so you see that whether the person is a prophet, he's thinking that everything should be centered around him. If it's a pastor, he's thinking that it's about my pastoral ministries. It's about me. It's a teacher. He's doing that. And sometimes they can even manipulate people. If it's an apostle, it's an evangelist. That's why you see people fighting that a prophet is greater than a teacher, is more important. All those things that are not Bible. Because you can now get to a point where you are a singer and you see yourself in the singing more than the Christ who has sent you. That's why you become very important in your own eyes. But you have to understand that you are a servant and you have been given tools to serve the agenda of the one who has called you. The gifts you have, they are tools. The talents you have, the skills, the competences you have, they are tools. God allowed Moses to be trained in Egypt so that he would send him back to Egypt to redeem his people. There was nothing about Moses that was important in the whole picture. There is nothing about you and I who are gifted, whether we are singing, whether we are preaching, there's nothing important about us. We are not supposed to be in the picture. John the Baptist said that, let me decrease that he will increase. The moment you begin to see your own increment in your own eyes, and Christ leaves your vision or your focus, you have lost what makes you a servant. You are serving yourself. So you can clearly be serving and you are serving your own agenda. You may even be following a vision, but you see, this thing about servanthood and service is more about a supernatural revelation from God to condition your heart to follow the work of God and Jesus Christ in a certain way, on a certain tangent. And so that's why the King James will say that, King James will say in Titus chapter 2 verse 9 that you are servant. Exhort servants. But when you go to the Amplified, he said, let this one be a more let it be a stronger perspective you have. You are not just a servant, tell bond servant. You don't have a mind of your own, a life of your own. Your life, you live it and interpret it in the life of the one who called you. So in church, people come to me and say that, Pastor, I don't know my purpose. Can you, let's pray so that God will show me my purpose or blah, blah, blah. No individual here should seek to know the specific purpose for which you have been created or called for. There is no such thing. My purpose, my specific purpose, there's no such thing. You have to be able to define your purpose in the purpose of the king. It is the king that determines your purpose per time. And so you will see that he called them as disciples to make them fishers of men. And then after a while, he sent them as apostles. He was just defining their purpose in his own grand purpose. It is the assignment he cuts for you per time that becomes your purpose of existence for that phase of your life. Are you here with me at all? So, your purpose is beyond your career, you will still go through the channel of your career in fulfilling that purpose that God has given you. So when you see people going to fast on one mountain looking for their purpose, that's why you will never find it, because your purpose has to be defined by the caller. Are you here with me at all? Because God is not going to be doing anything he has not commissioned you to do. So my purpose per time, even in this church, is defined by what God wants to do from time to time. Are you here with me at all? That's why we seek the face of God, to show us a way to go. It's not for me to say, I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. No. I define my purpose in the grand purpose of Christ for his work here on earth. So I'm not looking at me or to me. I'm looking at Christ and to what he wants me to do per time. If you are here and you understand that one, say, I'm here. So he said, if you are a servant, you have to have this mind that you are a born servant to be submissive to your, they should be submissive to their masters. So submission is what the King James is saying is obedience. Simple. Be obedient to your own masters. Please, the scripture qualifies it and say your own masters. That means that there's a lot of distractions, or there are many things that would take your focus from the leadership that God has set over you. And if you are not careful, so the Bible is talking, it says that wives, love your own husbands. Husbands, love your own wives. Servant, love your servant. Be obedient to your own masters. Because that's why Jesus sent them and said, when you are going, when you meet anybody, don't greet. Because your own master has sent you, follow the instruction. Before an old prophet will now change the dynamics of the instruction. He said, go deliver the message and return this way. Then he met another person who became a master to him and changed the arrangement of the instruction. That's how he lost his life. So paying attention to where God has planted you, the leadership he has planted you under, even in your workplace, pay attention to your own masters. Pay attention. If your boss said, go this way, you go, so that assemble one, there will be a proper explanation and protection. Don't go your own way. Your boss is telling you this. Another departmental head is also telling you that way. You have to route it through your boss. So don't pay attention to a master who is not your own master, because you have problems. You will not see the weight of that matter until something goes wrong. So pay attention to your own master. That means that pay attention to your own church, pay attention to your own pastors, pay attention to your leaders over you. Be obedient. He said the word, he said that this time obedience is married to submission. That's that we cannot tell how submissive you are until we know your obedience. Until we know that it's easy for you to follow godly instruction. Some people, it's not easy for them to do that. They don't submit to godly counsel, godly instruction. Every time they have another idea of how something has to be done. And so be obedient. If all of us are going one direction, you go in that direction. Praise the Lord. In a godly way. And I don't expect that as we are in church, we'll be going in a direction that is not a godly way. So we go. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So as we are following Christ, as we are doing the work of God, when we are going, on a certain tangent, you obey and then you be submissive. Last week, I gave a definition of what the scripture says should be obedience. Who remembers? You remember it? Or disobedience. I said the Bible said the scripture is profitable for rebuke, reproof, correction. A disobedient person is somebody who has to be corrected for one thing twice. We don't have to correct you on a particular matter twice. Because the Bible did not say the scriptures, they are profitable for corrections. Say correction, correction. Wait till I get tenewa and one it teni forever. My antini teni odambia. There's a unye. It is only a baby, a kid, a child that has to be corrected multiple times for one thing. A sign that you are growing is that once the Lord has spoken, you have to repeat it in your head like a bouncing sound. Twice I have heard. You multiply it. God said this once. You multiply it in your brain, in your heart, in your soul. He says, I should not fornicate. Be multiplying it. I should not fornicate. I should not fornicate. I should not fornicate. That's why once he has spoken twice, you have heard it. Don't let God and the word of God be correcting you for one thing twice. Are you with me? Yeah. So, if you are a servant, this is the standard. Obey your own masters. If we are about to do takeoff and we say we are doing this, we are going out to do evangelism, we are inviting people, we are all going in one direction. Obey your own masters. When they were doing this early July, UG churches were doing Give Thyself Holy at Mampong. People were packed there from all over the country and all over the world because they have been taught to obey their own masters. ICG is doing greater works. You saw it. At that time, an ICG person cannot be in a Pentecost meeting. Who did you know? You are not in line. And that's where, you know, you take liberties and not get blessed. Because you are misaligned. So, it's important that you follow your own masters and to please them well in all things. Not answering again. Yeah. One of the things that I find interesting is that the more you grow, if you are not careful, the more insolent you become as a servant, especially when you have some power. Knowledge is the major downfall of many people who have potential. Like the moment you begin to tell yourself, I know, you have started failing, especially when you are under a leadership, because it doesn't make you better anything. No. It makes you pompous without telling yourself that you are pompous. So, if you look at the Roman Catholic Church, the reason why it has grown is that, and when a Roman Catholic priest is talking, because they are trained well, you know that they are educated. How they follow the liturgy of the church, it's a mystery to me. With all the training and the study of the scriptures from their own realm, they will still look at the content of the liturgy, study around it, and present the liturgy. Only they'll be telling only stories around it, but the meat will be there. Give it to a charismatic pastor in a branch that, oh, this is the liturgy. Obefa pepepe. You won't see because it's the reason why you go to one charismatic church, even the same denomination, to another branch of it. You see that things are different. You won't see even 50% of similarity there, because the servant there, they also think that they know. When you think you know, that's the trap you fall into. Yeah. Doesn't mean that I become a robot or blah, blah, blah. When you are given a liturgy, you have to consume the content, especially if it's true doctrine. You know, somebody was talking to me in London. And he said that does not mean, I mean, where is the work of the Holy Spirit? So I asked the person, do you know that Corinthians is a letter written by Paul to the church? Do you know that Timothy is a letter Paul, it's a liturgy Paul wrote. He said, preach like this, command them like this, instruct them like this. You don't see anything Timothy there. All you see there is what Paul wrote to Timothy, that preach to the church like this. Do these are letters. That's the liturgy he gave them. And he said, preach. If another person comes preaching another gospel, take that person out. What is Holy Ghost about preaching a doctrine that is not seated with the Holy Spirit? What is Holy Ghost about it? Tutors were itching him. Because in your mind, you know. Hey, am I preaching here? So I said, knowledge is great. You have to learn. Study. What is faith? When you study and you become deep, you will see that you will still put there, like the liturgy has said, faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Faith cometh by studying the word of God. And then you will be come obey you. Now scripture na kana ya prescribed, no. Then based on your study, you will be able to explain it. You see that you have substance in you working with the substance that you have been given. Not picking what you want and saying me to have some faith message. Who wants to follow your message? Who is following Timothy's message or Titus's message? No. So there is a reason why the Catholic Church is strong. There's a reason why Church of Pentecost is strong. There's a reason why Witness is strong. There's a reason. You follow. Follow. He said, be pleasing in all things, not answering back. When you become strong and knowledgeable, he told Uzziah, he said that when you were little in your own eyes. But when he became strong, he now went in there and offered a sacrifice he was not supposed to offer. So when you become knowledgeable and very strong in your own eyes, you see that the talking back increases. I'm not talking about sharing your ideal. Talking back means that some virus has entered your heart. It's not in a positive realm. It's a very, very negative attitude that you have a mind to talk back at leadership. Pastor Khan wants to work. Maybe I suffer no crown or no, I have family and no, did they grow young, I grow. Or your boss at work. You talk back. But it ought not to be so. Don't talk back. Don't what? Come on now. Say if you are a servant, don't talk back. He said, don't talk, answering again. Don't the King James says to talk back? Don't, is this King James amplified? He said, don't talk back. Now some people, they have no boundary. They say do this, they will talk back. Hey, why I cannot do? You are invading my privacy. You are invading my convenience space. No. You have to find a way to do it and do whatever you want to do. Are you here with me at all? Because when a leader makes a demand on you, there is a very good reason for that demand to be made. And if you are used to talking back, because people use talking back to escape, to navigate their way, to do things in their own time. And as we are planning a big conference like this, even in your workplace, you see that sometimes you need something and some people have delayed small. That marginal delay is because somebody is talking about the oh, many are commit. And it will be better now. I yet deliver pepe so that the next person can run with it. Talking about me, load me, you want to do? Ne freeway. Freeway no more, mumpe, or mupe load in a mumbe's way. Freeway. Media rehears are no doors, so do freeway. Freeway. Anything you see that comes with excellence, there's a lot of investment of effort. Don't become big when you are not the umbrella. No. Stay small and follow. You say, Kofona Dene Yen a glorious plan. Do you know how long they take to plan? How much investment goes into it? But small thing now then you are talking back. Maybe you may accomplish to do my eye am into me in score. Utia obeka wanim frio. You see a bumpire, da 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 da, every day, every day, every day, every day. Nanga umumpai. Oh yes, spiritual work, umumpai. Everything you have something to say. It's the reason why the people around you, they are where they are. Because people who go higher than where you are, they don't talk back. They have to be pushed. They have to be stretched for things to come out of them. And mostly the potentials that come out of them, they didn't even know they carried those potentials in them. Someone has to be stretching you. And if you are the type who wants to talk back, you would design houses like a chicken coop. That's why your boss will take your design and say, Dean, what were you doing? Oh yeah, I just threw this nonsense away. He said, do it. Then you say, well, no. Why are you emotional about the designs? Because who could go anymore? I say, I don't know. Talking back, talk, as if you two, you know. You don't know anything. Whatever you think you know, huh? Somebody knows higher than you do. And sometimes an instruction has been given to whoever is on top of you. The danger is when you feel you are more skillful than that person, you are more competent than that person, but submission and obedience is so important. Yes, sir. When you make good as you. Yo. What is it? I think the second service will go to the verse 10. You see, some people are thieves. He said, the servant should know, don't steal anything, no matter how small the value of that thing is. Titus chapter 2 verse 10. No purloining. Give it to me in the Amplified. In the Amplified version. Titus chapter 2 verse 10. It said, if you're a servant, don't steal by taking things small value. Approve yourself to be loyal. Stealing. A lot of servants steal. They steal time. They steal money. Even the community encourages you to steal. How can you be working at a poultry farm? You are a laborer and you don't have egg. Please, can you give me egg? As if they own the egg. So when they say, I can't give you egg, you don't get it. Then people are angry. Oh, yeah, you want a poultry farm? Who be sending egg? Be house? You need be egg in India. Even the society encourages you to steal. As a servant. So people are in people's farms. Once you employ them for 1 year, 2 years, they do champe with you. They have all kinds of indigenous, they have local contest kind of information, knowledge of stealing from the farm. And the community will protect that kind of nonsense. If you buy trucks for truck drivers, they will beg you, give me the truck. Once you do, if it's a fuel tank, they have a way of stealing the fuel. They have a way. You buy an Uber for somebody, he will chop your money for maintenance. I can't say back. I'm between to tie be a brew set tie up pine so. It's like every industry, there are ways to steal that no matter what you do. This is it. It's like they are cursed. Truck drivers. Like they are cursed. We knew who said we talk truck for haulage. Because they don't have a mind not to steal. They have a mind to steal. And it's a gang up. When you want to give it to another driver, you say, I won't take it. We are all thieves. So if you sack the first thief, I won't take it. So that you will be compelled to give to the second thief or go back to the first thief to continue stealing. Anyway, we said last week that Isaac's servant teaches us that a servant must work. A servant must what? A servant must work. Genesis 26, verse 15, 22. Verse 15, verse 19, verse 25, verse 32. Isaac's servants, they were working. Praise the Lord. 15, 19, 25, 32. Genesis 26. The second point is that, so we know that you are a servant because you have a heart to work and you practically work. The second point is that servants take care of business for the leader. In Genesis 26, 20. Genesis 26, 20. Servants take care of business for the leader. And the headman of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's headsmen, saying, "The water is ours." And he named the well Issek. Contention because they quarreled with him. Can you give it to me in the King James? So the servants were of Isaac were also called Isaac's headmen. And these are the people who take care of the business of the leader on a daily basis from location to location. So you see that when they dug this well, they call it Issek. They dug another. They fought. There was a contention. They strove with them. They went to Sitna. Then they took care of the business of Sitna. When the contention was there, they took care of the business of. They went to Rehoboth. And now they said that we now, in verse 22, we now have space, therefore we shall be fruitful. Servants take care of business for their leader. And they ensured the growth of the business or vision of the master. That's why even though the first one brought contention, they didn't stop. Yeah. Are you with me? Verse 20, they didn't stop because there was a battle around it. In Issek, they moved on. Genesis 26, verse 20. They moved on to Sitna. Took care of the business there. They strove with them. They didn't stop. They moved on to another location, Rehoboth, and dug again. And there were no battles. And then they settled. They said that in verse 22, God has made room for us. Your true sense of being a servant is that you take care of business for the leader. You don't only take a burden away from the leader, but you bring fruitfulness and conquest to the leader. So many people serving under leaders say, "Babu know the work. Monkey know the work, make Babu the chop." That kind of mind is from hell. It's from hell. You will see that when you went for the interview, you just went there with a mind to collect your salary and all that the working conditions come with. Now, you are a CFO. You are seeing what the CEO is banging in terms of profit and all of that. And it has changed. You are a criminal. So you see that people are there and they are not doing business for the leader. Even in the church, people can serve and make the leader very fruitful. After a while, they are offended. No. It's like, na sorry ne ye kesiye, me Francis, me. Na me metu mi awa, me na mi wuma obi. And sometimes, if you are not careful, you have devils in human beings who will be talking to you outside the church that, oh yeah, you mad to do. I saw any case. I'm going to be seen change. Now sorry, any case. Now sorry, me was sorry. We came here empty. We will and now you see and go for baby. So for being when right you see now or the answer on you. We are here to do the work of God in the season that we have been called to do the work of God. And if you are privileged to work with us, be fruitful to the leader. Do business for the leader God has placed over you. Don't be listening to earthly wisdom that goes nowhere, especially when you put it on the kingdom platform. So many people can be serving around the leader, but they are not doing business. They are just busy. You are busy around the leader, but you are not doing business. You are not digging wells. You are not fighting battles. That's the next point. You are not smart enough. You have stopped doing business. You are just hanging around. You are a number without value. If you want to say I'm a quality servant, then it means that you are doing business for the leader. Isaac, he was not on the field to see the pits that they dug. They dug, re-dug, and came and told him, which pits are you digging and re-digging? If you're a servant, you take the business as your personal quest and push it, because MTN, no, let's not even use MTN. MTN, they open home place, say, what? But assuming a bank, most banks don't know where their clients come from. It's the salespeople that bring the client. Two of us. Sales and marketing people. The MD of the bank. After a while, they will just call one or two premium client and then blah, 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 blah. But it is the salespeople who bring the business. Some of the client the salespeople bring is based on their network or somebody they know who connected them to somebody. Please obey to me the account number, me and blah blah blah. But the MD or the CEO of the bank doesn't know them from Adam. But that is your work. You bring the business. And sales and marketing people think about, hey, what can I do to meet my target? What can I do to meet my target? Wouldn't say any target to be a sales and marketing person be me to be a human who run work, a CFR chain, sales and marketing, whatever. But it is what it is. And the thing is that you will be very small. You won't even have anybody doing any meaningful thing for you when God gives you whatever he has decided to give you. Bible says that he that is faithful with a letter and faithful with another man's business. You know, you have not done business for anyone before. Then the vision God gave you to start your own, the season will come and you will get the vision. Now, who been what crown for? Who been who any power in China? You will pay them, they will not bring any profit to you. Unprofitable servant. Why? Because you will reap what you sow. That's why you see some of us, we do God's business. Even when we heard the pin from the Bible, go. And we have been going, we won't stop until we hear another pin. Stop. You are here. Well, that's why a bank manager can call a sales or a marketing person and say, show me your plan of meeting your target. And I'm a boy. Your personal plan. We have the bank's vision, but show me your plan. You, as a church member, where's your plan? For this takeoff, where's your plan? To add to the business, to add to the church. Where is your personal plan? For us to meet the vision, that the target that God has given us to grow the church, to build the church, to make. Where is your personal plan? You can go through a whole week and you have not done anything ministry. Because you don't have a personal plan. You should have a personal plan. Some of you have not taken it as a personal business to invite people in your workplaces, even for the conference. Would you know why I say, oh, maybe I'm not doing that, you know? Maybe I'm not doing that, you know? And I'm not doing that. And one hour I dream. Sorry, Edo, this is your conference and you're powerful. You didn't do any business. There is no profiting to us because of you. No profiting to God because of you. No. I'll come for the evening sessions. Anaju evening sessions. Because it's very convenient to say that. Somebody called me and said that I'm planning of sending a bus to the campus to give some student a chance. Or starting. Somebody gave you a chance. You are not giving anybody a chance. All you are thinking about is my husband, my children, my this thing, my boyfriend, blah, blah. Your own is what you think about. But there are others. Others. And you do business when you go out of your way to make sure that something happens that we don't even expect could happen through you. Imagine if everyone in this church operated like the way you do. You don't invite anybody. You don't bring anybody. You don't win any soul. Me say, my ancestors, so where is your soul right now? We don't say, we are here anymore. Kingdom business. But from today, you know, I see that the Holy Ghost is touching your heart. Yeah. To do business. If you are here, you are in leadership or you are a member here, and there is nobody from your workplace or your community in this church because of you, you have already failed. Doesn't matter whether you are a pastor, you are an archbishop here, cardinal here, you have failed. And it is a sign that umobra power jumumu anafio. Bronumuho. That's why nobody, because it says that the righteous person, 10 people would join themselves to the person and say, let's go to the house of our God. How many people have joined themselves to you? To say, brother. Look at somebody's face. This man say, it's you, pastor, is talking about. You need repentance. You need repentance right now. Right now. The doctors should bring doctors. Nurses should bring nurses. Bring patients. Some of the patients, they have a demonic problem. They need Christ. Are you here with me at all? Businessmen, you bring business people. Some of them call no so. Ebine introducing a quick dross, also introducing a brass. Sorry, do business. Adiana chia, Ubermana chia, untenen or that because a new juma. Hey, but there's a reason why God made you to see it first before whoever's duty it is to make it. There's a reason why God made you to chance on it. If you are here, say I'm here. I can't hear you. You are laughing at me. You are laughing at me. Oh, would you next week? Unko abra, sorry. Next week, I could not be as with your impant and I should be a fast one. Say mercy, Lord. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Say, please, hey, look, you have to be profitable. We are so blessed in this house that it will be so easy. Your favor will increase. When you decided I would do business for the master. Praise the Lord. Say, I would. Jesus said, I have to be at my father's what? Do the business of my father. To be at my father's business. What business are you doing for the kingdom? That's the only point I want to share with you today. Are you bringing fruits to the kingdom? Are you working for the leader? You are. Some of you, when you donate yourself, pastors, what can I do? You see, this church will go to the next level because some of the things we are doing, biara biara, you know, you are the real expert in this country. I don't so bad, but no, the kind is can yet this can also unims kakra kind chain counting machine. Now, Yamiahun. Catch you up, say, oh, God has seen you. God has seen you. God has seen you. God has seen you. What do you want to do, man? I baby. Oh, mumbra. Unye nyame ho. Unitema manyame. I am shishia pie ni wa womanya. Unno nyame. Bishop, do you really love God? You. The way you have been operating. Do you really think you love God? The way you love yourself and everything about you. Do you really, really think that you love God? That you're able to go out of your way to bring business to God? Hey. I'm asking the Holy Ghost to show me those who love him in this place. And boy, vision is why basa basa. Vision has become. Some of the people I thought loved God, from what the Holy Ghost is showing me this morning, I think this one I should have preached about second chance, because I'm not seeing things well at all. But we are going to prevail this week in Jesus' name. That amen didn't come out at all. I said we are going to be people who are going to do business for the leader, for the master. Say a louder amen. One more time, shout a louder amen. You have to be a 1,000 for Jesus, oh. I'm telling you. Or else, Charlie, the relationship, you know, and yet there is just a one-way kind of relationship. Every time. But when a relationship is balanced, you bring something to the table. It's sweet. It's enjoyable. It's not about God has everything. He can do everything. God too, he enjoys when we bring him our sacrifices of praise, our sacrifices of service. When we bring, that's why the Bible says that the whole heaven will rejoice when we bring soul to the Lord. So God too is not just a giver, he's also a receiver. When last did you bring? If I raise a song, right? I bring you more than a song. More than a song. Okay, beyond the song, what did you bring? You are the sacrifice, well. You yourself, you are the sacrifice. I am the sacrifice. If you are the sacrifice, nyango pon wari upon chiambre, pachoma no join come. Give God fish. After chewing, you are the cow meat. He has burnt cow meat. He now needs a tilapia. Bring tilapia. Bring catfish. To turn your dad down, crack. Powerful songs. Yento. I brought myself. I am the sacrifice. Unto mento. What are you? Too much Jesus. Now next week, bring only just yourself. Repeat one abium. Next week, you not bring only yourself. That is a powerful song. It's a very cool song. Let's sing it. Let's worship the Lord. Lamentations chapter 4 verse 19. We are going to pray for 10 minutes. Lamentation. Yesterday, go and listen to the morning flavor. It's a very powerful revelation in prayer. Lamentations 4 verse 19. It says that our pursuers were swifter than the eagles of the sky. They pursued us on the mountains. They waited in ambush for us in the wilderness. We are going to pray some prayers here. Father, any condition that makes pursuers of this church successful in their pursuit, take the conditions away. You are going to pray. Demons would like to pursue this church. As we are planning for the takeoff, as this church is growing, booming in the community, winning souls, there are pursuers, people who are running a contra on the church, occultic operators pursue. He said they were swifter than the eagles in the heavens. But you are going to pray that whatever gives them the favorable environment to pursue this ministry and the people in the ministry, may God take that environment away from them. Say, by the blood of Jesus, we pray for the keeper's house. Any condition, environment, atmosphere, that gives our pursuers the power to pursue and to destroy. Say, Father, as we pray right now, may you crown the pursuers in the name of Jesus. Can you open your mouth and pray? This morning, raise your voice and pray. We come against pursuers that are said to pursue the keeper's house, that are said to pursue. To pursue this ministry, our mission and our vision. Let the blood of Jesus stop every pursuer, whoever they are, whatever they are, wherever they are. Father, stop the pursuit of the pursuers. Let them be stopped. Whatever condition is giving them the success to pursue us, the motivation, the power to pursue us, let those conditions be grounded by the power of the Holy Ghost. We pray for the keeper's house. ESV says that they were swifter than the eagles in the heavens. You are going to pray. Any swift feet that is on an assignment against this church, Father, crown them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Any swift wing that is flapping, any swift eye that is focused on the church from the pit of hell, Father, crown them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Any horse and chariot that are pursuing us on the top speed, Father, crown them now. Amen. Open your mouth and pray. Come on now. Give me power. Is
running and flying to do evil against this house. We pray right now. We stop them right now. None shall perish. None shall die. The church will not be grounded. We declare right now, Father, ground them. They will not be swept up. They will not be swept up. They will not have the speed. May you ground them. Raise your voice.
Us on the mountains. They chase up. God says, I will set you as a mountain higher than the other mountains. They chase up. When the church is on the peak performance, there's always a chase from the pit of hell.
Oh, yes.
When members are revived, when they are on fire, as we are talking right now, there are people who are supposed to be in our midst that they have been chased last night demonically that they couldn't even rise to come to church. When the church is flying on the mountains, there will be a chase. They will chase you where you are flying, where you are succeeding. You are going to pray right now. Any location in the spirit,
oh yes,
that the pursuers are chasing the church, any area of the church, any angle of the church, that the pursuers are chasing this church, Father, may you ground them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bible said he's the God of the mountains,
oh,
he's
yes.
the God of the valleys. There is no location that God will not win.
Oh, yes,
we
yes,
overcome
yes.
by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Say, Father,
Father,
by the blood of Jesus,
blood of Jesus.
Anywhere we are being chased,
anywhere we are being chased.
On the mountains,
in the valleys,
say, let your power,
scatter.
Open your mouth and pray. Come on now.
Come on,
raise your voice.
Rabataya, Rabatu Sabata, Atuli Media,
Rabatoria Pena,
Ayatala Baba,
Sula Petali,
Tula Baba,
Shakala Paya,
Tula Baba,
Yakota,
Shabala Basha,
Shalemela Kodia,
Baba Basha,
Shalaya,
Ruatu,
Kola Bradiga,
Aria Pena,
Shola Badaga, Shala Gadabe, Shoda Labade,
Ruatu,
Patala.
Look at the next level. They lay in wait for us in the wilderness. Whenever you see lay in wait, is it means that traps are set.
Traps.
Certain traps in the wilderness, certain traps in the valley, certain traps on the road, certain traps for accident. Any projected plan of hell ahead of us as we enter into the takeoff, Father, may their traps be neutralized.
Amen.
Let the conspiracy be taken down.
Amen.
Let no trap that has been set for us ever find its successful operation against. Hey, shout in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Wherever they have laid in wait,
they have laid in wait
against this church,
against this church,
and whatever they have used to set their
trap,
whether death or accident, sicknesses or rain, say by the power of the Holy Ghost, we are born, we escape, we destroy every set of traps against us. Open your mouth and pray. Please pray.
Atula Bataya, Ashala Bataya, Apela Bataba, Ashala Bataya.
Pata, Atula Pata, Ekaria Pata, Aperia Tula Pata, Masela Pata, Amanda Masaya,
anything laying in wait for us. Father, let them fail. We declare they have failed. We declare they have failed. Anything lying in wait for us on the road, for us this week, next week, this month, next month, in our conference, we declare right now they shall not succeed. They shall not succeed. They will gather together by the gathering because it is not of the Lord. He shall not stand. Only the counsel of God shall stand. We declare the heavens are open. We declare the heavens are open. We declare a revival in the city. We declare a revival in the city. We declare a revival in the city. Any prayer that has been planted, we root them out. We root them out. We root them out. We root them out. Let the blood of Jesus swallow all their evil sacrifices and speak better things than the blood on evil altars, on evil altars, evil covenants, satanic tools, satanic operations, maneuvers, manipulations, spells. Let the blood, somebody shout the blood. Let the blood speak. Open your mouth and pray. We cover your family in the blood. We cover every family in the keeper's house with the blood of Jesus. Wherever they are, in their homes, in the hospitals, and the workplaces, we cover every single soul in the parasha, watching online. Everyone is coming in the blood of Jesus. There is no trust in the wilderness, in the valley, wherever, that shall entrap anyone. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak. We serve the pastors and their spouses and their families and the members, the workers, the children, in the blood. Atula, Repakaba, Atilaba, Rapa Shaba, Atulaba, Aperia Patulaba, Patulaba, Shekabalaba, Shokapata,
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.